Paul, a lot of positives in this one here tonight. What catches your attention first and foremost?
That we were much better than we were the night before, so corrected the things that we needed to. It was a grinder out there. It was lots of, you know, both teams really good at knocking pucks down. And then quick little turnovers off it. I thought we built as the game went on, got better at it.
How big was Josh's goal after they were able to capitalize on the power play about 6 minutes later?
Yeah, real important momentum, and I liked where we were, you know, at that point in the game, and we've been pretty good at not changing our game. Paul Stastny on both, you know, the next two goals, real good net front screen. We've got guys from the back end that can shoot it, so stuck to the game and played pretty darn well.
What was that the type of game that you expect to see in the playoffs? Like there was, especially the way that you guys played when you got the lead, you took a lot of ice away from it.
Knocked down a lot. We're in the right spots, like good position defensively, but not gapped off, you know, not sagging. So that's what we're going to see. You know, I think Toronto, the turning point in the game, I think, was McDermott's shot block on Sherratt, because back-to-back you go to 5D. We're a pretty big, strong team. We get some zone time that you may not get. You know, you take a good skating D out on back-to-back, that's a challenge for them. But we didn't give more ice. They had a couple of good chances there in the third period, but so did we. We didn't give more ice in the third, and that's important to our team.
So many of your offensive guys, Paul, get so much ink, but talk about the effort of that, what that Lowry line's been doing lately.
Yeah, you know, three of our last four games have been really important to our hockey club. They're an unusual group. They're a grinding line for sure, and they're built to shut down, but they do it with puck control for the most part, and it can be, it's really important to our game. But if you can play against the other team's best enough and spend in there into the ice, it's a real advantage.
Jacob said he wanted to play a simple game, but the comfort level he has with Josh Morrissey,
yeah,
he must have seen it tonight and how well they
played. Yeah, I thought the puck wasn't usually moved early by any of our back end. In part, Toronto's on it so quick, but Jake got better and stronger, and Mo's, That's Josh Morrissey's game. He plays the same single game every night.
Paul, why has your group been so good at bouncing back from the odd subpar effort that you've had?
I haven't found this year that we've had four or five games where as a coach you were winning but you knew you weren't right. You know, the games leading into Chicago, we played pretty darn well. And when we had an off night, we had an off night as a group, whether the emotions caught up to us. So it wasn't that a bunch of symptoms of a real problem were there and you were squeaking by on Patty scoring. We were playing well going into the Chicago game, and when we were off, we were all off. So the bounce back was close. We didn't have to find two or three things to get better in our game or fix some real problems in our game. We just had to get a little energy, get back to being sharp.
41 wins for Connor Hellebuck now. Just a thought on his performance again tonight.
When he's at his best, he looks exactly like that. Positionally sound, not a lot of movement, knocks everything down, ate the rebounds, almost quiet in the net. So we've, with all those games that he's played, we've been able to, because of our February at home and the blocks of time we've actually been able to rest him in a heavy schedule. Heavy schedule for him, but he's feeling strong right now, and we needed him to play just like that.